is going on, Concordia? I hope you had a lovely reading week. It is time for your community calendar with Danny Gold for the week of March 2nd to March 8th, and it's starting right now here on CGLO 1690 AM. This Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. in the All Lab Room of the LB Building, that's room 104203, come partake in the Make Sense Performing Resonance. Make Sense is an inclusive and discursive performance structured around a card game. Based on the interpretation and creation of languages, the artwork puts the imaginary and collective creation back in the center of relationships. The lived experience is, first of all, that of an unknown. We propose a space from which the content emerges from within. In this space, deep listening and self-expression is amplified by resonance and facilitated by simple and clear rules. This performance at the Oral History Club will be an opportunity to explore the concept of ambient facilitation. Come partake in this cool-sounding social experiment this Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. in the All Lab Room of the LB Building, room 104203. Did you think Montreal was out of winter festivals? Well, you thought wrong. Starting this Saturday, March 7th at 10 a.m. at Olympic Park, come check out Barbagazi. A true winter sports celebration, Barbagazi offers Montrealers an opportunity to avoid the winter blues by letting them discover fun outdoor activities, no matter how low the thermometer goes. Try snow skating, fat biking, axe throwing, and more on March 7th to 8th, 2020 at the Olympic Park Esplanade. Once again, that'll be this Saturday, March 7th at 10 a.m. at the Olympic Park Esplanade. Hope to see you guys there. For the last event this week, I actually have a comedy show that sounds pretty interesting. The Comedy Crow-Off is a stand-up comedy show where the audience heckles comedians and actually gets points. Team up with your friends for the chance to win a prize and bragging rights. Use all those comebacks you thought of in the shower and lead your table to victory. That'll be this Saturday, March 7th at Bar Teal, located at 1431 Rue Bishop. Price is only $5 and doors open at 8:30 and the show starts at 9.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Super Connected. I'm your host today, Francella. This is a show where we play new releases, old favorites. We do live requests, and we just shout some hot takes every now and then. This show, we are in day 9 of our Metal March celebration, and I will be doing my first Metal March episode. And today I have with me Chris the Frog, host of Sewer Spewer.
Hello. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Slowly waking up.
Yes, a little bit earlier than what you're used to. Did the show after mine, and of course, I just felt like, of course, we had to do this show together because we're so close in the lineup. It made sense.
Yeah.
So today's show, we're going to be focusing on the intersections between punk and metal, because you're kind of someone who I think who is in both worlds.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, like you seem like you're an authority on both genres, and I definitely would consider myself more of a punk than a metal person, but I do appreciate both of those genres. So you're gonna probably help me in navigating these dual worlds and how they intersect together.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to start off just talking about common influences, because both of these genres kind of came through in the same time have a lot of common sources in terms of how they informed their genre and how they informed their imagery and how they informed their relationship to their audiences even. So what can we say a little bit about how these two genres came out? Like, what year was it, or what era, and what were some things that were going on?
I think metal first came around maybe the 70s, early 70s. I mean, everybody kind of chalks it up to Black Sabbath's first album, which came out in 69, I believe, 1969, whereas punk kind of came out like maybe mid-70s.
Right.
But they all took influences from a lot of like blues bands, a lot of garage rock bands, right, like MC5 and The Stooges, and a lot of metal bands took inspiration from these blues bands like Blue Cheer, who used like a lot of like heavy fuzz
distortion
on their guitars, and that kind of morphed from there, where things got faster, things got a bit heavier with more distortion.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to start things off. We're going to play a song by The Stooges. I'm going to play I Want to Be Your Dog, because I feel that song, like, you hear like the metal components and the punk components, but like the very bare bones simplicity of it, it's very much punk. Whereas, like, the fuzz and the attitude, I feel, is more metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Slayer did cover this song.
Slayer covered it? I didn't know that.
Yes. It's a bit gross. I kind of feel dirty listening to this because they went for a more sexual angle.
Okay.
And I just don't really see Slayer in that kind of way.
Yeah, but, of course.
We'll definitely be playing some Slayer later on this show, just probably not that song.
That's totally fair. Right now, this is The Stooges with I Want to Be Your Dog on CJLO 1690 AM. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Super Connected. Well, this is actually Sewer Connected.
Yes.
Because I am joined by Chris the Frog, host of Sewer Spewer, right after my show here on CJLO. We're talking about the relationship between punk and metal, the rivalry between punk and metal, the various intersections between punk and metal, and we started things off with the Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog. The Stooges being kind of like a common influence for both punk and metal bands. And now we're going to move on to Municipal Waste. So what can you tell me about Municipal Waste?
Well, the record I brought in is actually a cover album. It's a tribute to Dayglo Abortions from BC, Canada. And they were, I guess, one of the very first punk bands in Canada. And the song you're going to play is only available on vinyl. I can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, I couldn't find it online. I found lots of images of the posters of like Municipal Waste playing with Dayglo Abortions and DOA, which was cool.
But Municipal Waste are kind of thrash revivalists. They really go back to that 80s thrash sound. And in this song, they're covering Dayglo Abortions' song Black Sabbath, which is off their 1981 album. Out of the Womb, it's still early for me. And this song was written about how the singer of Dayglo Abortions really wants to party like Black Sabbath and wishes he could play like Black Sabbath, but, you know, he's in a punk band.
Right.
So, you know, he can't play as intricately and he's broke, so he can't party as hard. But I think I think it's perfect that Municipal Waste, a metal band, is covering a punk band that's singing about wanting to be a metal band. I think that was kind of like a perfect circle right there.
And the compilation is called For the Win, FTW?
F the world if it can't.
F the world. Okay, I thought For the Win. Yeah, if the world can't take a joke. And it's only available on vinyl, you said. So we're going to play it right now. We're going to spin it here on CJLO. This is Municipal Waste covering Dayglo Abortions with the song Black Sabbath on Sewer Connected, CJLO 1690 AM.
Enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
You're back listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Sewer Connected. It is a crossover between my show, Super Connected, and Chris the Frog's show, sewer spewer.
Yes.
And we're talking about punk and metal, the relationship between those two genres, the rivalry between those two genres. We heard Municipal Waste with, what was the song called again?
Black Sabbath.
A cover from Dayglo Abortions, a song about being a punk band but wanting to party like you're a metal band, specifically Black Sabbath, which is notorious for their partying.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of get into more general overtones between punk and metal, the rivalry that exists between the two. So I guess, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, what would you tell someone who was interested in exploring those two genres and why there's such a rivalry? Like, what are the main differences?
Well, I mean, I think the main difference for me was the lyrical content.
Right.
That's something what, the reason I went into punk is because I was listening to metal before, and it just didn't seem real at all to me. Like, metal bands were singing about sex and drugs, but or like fantasy,
yes.
Like that's based in like D&D and like Tolkien-esque.
Yeah, specifically
fantasy.
Like Dio kind.
Exactly.
Of lyrics.
And I just couldn't relate to that at all.
Right.
So I started listening to punk, and they were talking about real issues, real political issues, talking about societal issues, and I felt that was more real, more representative of the world around me. I didn't see any dragons or any
right.
Tolkien-esque monsters anywhere. So I that's why I drifted more towards punk instead of, say, listening to Iron Maiden all the time.
Right. And I guess for me, like, one of the main differences that stand out is just the actual music. Like, metal, you know, typically you find that there are songs that can be 5, 6, 7 minutes in length and beyond that are very intricate, that have a lot of intricate solos, especially in the guitar work.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a lot of proficiency in playing for metal acts. Like all of the players in like a standard four-piece act, for instance, would all be tremendously advanced at what they do. Whereas punk, the ethos was very much do it yourself. So the music was very bare bones. 2-3 chords on a guitar, very steady beat that would just use like the kick and the snare and hi-hats. And that was basically it. And same with the bass, like just very bare bones production.
And very short songs as well.
Very short songs. Yeah, two minutes.
3 minutes,
Yeah.
And that really made a difference when I started playing music as well, because I wanted to have a metal band, but, you know, I didn't know anybody who could shred a guitar that fast or anything like that. So punk was really the only answer, where we just, like, write a song with, like, 3 or 4 chords and just repeat, but at a very fast momentum.
Yeah, and I think from that, the tension grew between metal bands and punk bands. So punk bands would look at metal bands and think, like, oh, that's just excess and indulgent and unnecessary and excessive, where metal bands would look at punk bands and think, well, they're just, they can't play. They can't play. They're not talented. They're just screaming. There's no artistry. There's no virtuosity in any of this. So there would be like a lack of respect or appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think if you look at this documentary called The Decline of Western Civilization.
Yeah.
The first part is about punk bands in the LA region, but I think the second part is about metal bands, more specifically hair metal bands. And the difference between those two documentaries is astounding, because you have the documentary maker following around these punk bands, and they're like living in these like broken down apartment buildings and playing these like really small bars, and then you have like these metal bands who are partying in hot tubs with like bikini
models
and doing large amounts of drugs
and
like playing in stadiums, because hair metal was really making a lot of money at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely like the pop music in the mid to late 80s. In that time, however, another band came up and kind of was much different from all of that music, from hair metal specifically, Metallica, which definitely had punk influences, right? Like they were listening to Minor Threat and they were listening to The Misfits. And they did an album of covers in the early 2000s, right? Garage Inc.?
Yes. We're actually going to listen to a lot of cover albums, well, not cover songs from these the Big Four, which are the Big Four thrash metal bands like Anthrax, Metallica, Slayer. I couldn't find any Megadeth covers, but Megadeth is in there as well. But in the 90s, all three of these bands released albums consisting of covers. So you have Metallica covering Misfits and Discharge. You have Slayer covering Minor Threat, and Anthrax is also covering Discharge as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to hear Metallica covering which band?
I think the first one you should play is Discharge, Free Speech for the Dumb, and then we'll go to the Misfits song, Die, Die, My Darling.
Okay, you're listening to CJLO 6090 AM. This is Metallica with Free Speech for the Dumb.
We'll be right back.
KGLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Sewer Connected with me, Francella, and Chris the Frog, host of Sewer Spewer. We are talking about punk and metal, and we just heard four songs from three groups of the Big Four. So we hear two songs from Metallica, Free Speech for the Dumb, Die Die My Darling, off of their 1998 covers record Garage Inc. We heard Slayer with Filler, I Don't Want to Hear It. And we just heard Anthrax with Protest and Survive, off of the album Attack of the Killer Bees. So coming up next on this playlist that you've made for me, we have Siege and Napalm Death. What can you tell me about these two bands?
Well, a big part of the whole punk and metal underground was there was this tape trading network where bands from all over the world would trade tapes. They would come up with these long lists that they would send in the mail saying, which ones would you want?
Mm.
And people would request them, and then they would make doubles of these tapes. So a lot of these tapes didn't really have the best sound quality, but it was a way a lot of these bands got their name around. And it was just so easy, something that you could just do in your bedroom. And you could just get like a really crappy recording of your band playing in a garage and just send it around. And this is how people kind of traded music, but also got inspired by lots of different things. So Siege was a hardcore band from Boston. And a lot of people in the UK got their tapes, specifically Napalm Death, and when they heard that, they said, okay, we need to play this fast,
right,
but with a bit more aggression, but we want to sound a lot like this. So what you're going to hear is like the same song twice,
yes,
but first by Siege and then by Napalm Death. And I think after that, we could play Siege and Exhumed after, because
okay.
Exhumed is also a death metal band that was inspired by Napalm Death. Like, Napalm Death kind of opened the door to a lot of death metal bands.
Mm-hmm.
But they were largely influenced by hardcore punk and how fast they could play. Basically, that was what they were based on, saying, okay, we need to find a drummer who could play as fast as possible, and we'll
right.
just, like, yell over that if we can.
And in doing this, like, did this create like a new subgenre in metal?
It's what's more commonly known as grindcore,
right?
And Napalm Death are more of the pioneers of it. They would write like maybe 30-second songs. They actually have the Guinness World Record for the shortest song, which
okay.
is like 2 seconds long.
Oh wow!
Called "You Suffer." I actually wrote a piece on it maybe a couple years ago, two metal marches ago. And I tried to write as much as possible about a 2 second song.
Mm.
But, it's kind of strange, but it makes so much sense once you listen to these songs.
Okay, so we're going to do exactly that. We're going to listen to this song called Conform by both Siege and then Napalm Death.
Right.
And then we're going to listen to more Siege and Exhumed.
Right.
Okay, that sounds great. So here you go, Conform by Siege on CJLO 1690 AM. This is Sewer Connected.
We'll be right back. Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer, your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
On April 21st, synth-pop artist Porches will be performing in Montreal at Bar Laritz. Don't miss the chance to see him live, performing songs off his latest album, Ricky Music. Tickets on sale at blueskiesturnblack.com.
You're back listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Sewer Connected with me, Francella.
And Chris the Frog of Sewer Spewer.
We're doing a special Metal March show about punk and metal, the rivalry between those two genres, and how they are actually more similar than, I guess, both partisans would admit. We heard from Siege, and we heard covers of Siege from Napalm Death and Exhumed. One thing I learned about Siege was that they basically made this demo, Drop Dead, which was like 20 minutes in length. They only toured New England, and yet their influence was massive. So that kind of speaks to the power of the tape trading network that you were talking about earlier. Bands like, as we played, Napalm Death, who are in Britain, and Exhumed went on to cover these bands, went on to cover Siege. So that just speaks to how powerful Siege was in the time that they were active.
It's so strange that like these really short-lived bands that only toured like a very small part can have such a major influence on such a big band like Napalm Death, who are still going. I think they're coming to Montreal like next month or something like that after 30 years of playing together or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's very strange, but...
But yeah, that kind of also speaks to the nature of community in both genres. I would say especially more in metal, where there is just, it was very much based on that fan scene culture, on that tape trading culture, and then like later in the early stages of the internet, moving to online message boards and forums, just to learn from each other's scenes and to make recommendations, and then just kind of building these like cult bands that exist yet have such major influence. So I thought that was very interesting. And I love bands like that. Like if I learn of a band that's a cultish like band and has major influence, I think it's awesome. But moving on. So we're going to talk a little bit about suicidal tendencies.
Yes. So this is what's called a crossover band. This is one of those bands that kind of blended thrash metal and punk, so they could play both metal shows and punk shows. And suicidal tendencies, it's not like they were actually suicidal. The suicidal part of the name is actually coming from a gang that was around Venice Beach at the time called the Suicidals, and they would kind of have like that cholo fashion, you know, with the bandanas and the turned up caps and the tattoos, plaid shirts that are only buttoned at the top here, and you know they had like a gang going, and some of these gang members started playing music together. But what's cool about suicidal tendencies is, you know, they have kind of like the speed of punk, but if you kind of listen to the song we're going to play, they have like these like really kind of intricate, groovy solos as well. So they also had a bit of elements of hip hop in their music as well. And that kind of went on to inspire a lot of rap metal bands in the 2000s. So later on, we're going to hear a cover of this song by Body Count, which is Ice-T's metal band. I think they just put out an album last weekend as well. Like, Ice-T is still going. He loves...
Yes, Carnivore.
Yeah.
Released this past weekend. 11 songs, 39 minutes in length.
And they cover Motorhead on that.
They
and,
do.
Yeah.
And Motorhead is actually... Like, to talk very briefly, like, that's a band that I think melded both genres extremely well and had so much influence for punk bands and metal bands in terms of their sound and their imagery and just their attitude and presence on stage. But anyway, let's go back to suicidal tendencies.
All right.
So I actually, this song, Institutionalized, so this is their most famous song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the very few hardcore, louder acts that would be played on MTV, if you did not know that. Yes.
I think the first time I actually heard this song was on Much Music.
Yes. Nice.
So what you're going to hear is like some different verses about a guy who's like just dealing with his own problems with his parents and with his friends. But then Ice-T's version, he changed the lyrics, but he talks about dealing with like problems in his day-to-day life, which is, you know, wanting to play Xbox or just being hassled by a vegan for eating a sandwich or something like that. So later on, I'm going to ask you which is your favorite verses out of these two songs.
Okay.
Which made you crack up most?
Okay, let's do it. This is Institutionalized by Suicidal Tendencies on Surrey Connected. CJLO.
Sometimes I try to do things, it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me, there's pills on the side. It's got me, it's still time to come. I'm afraid what's my time. You won't have anything, I'm afraid what's going to see the way. I'm not crazy, here's the decision. You're the one who's crazy, here's the decision. You're driving me crazy, here's the decision. They take me in an institution, said it was the only solution to give me the professor. I'm protecting from the enemy myself. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything. Then again, I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear her. Then she started screaming, Mike, Mike. And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. I'm okay. I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no, you're not thinking, you're on drugs. None of people don't act that way. I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. Keep my spirit with my sleeve. Got me back to see a sleeve. Just get me, just play me. It's a good day, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the decision. You're the one that's crazy. Here's the decision. You're trying to be crazy. Here's the decision. They stick me in an institution. That was the only solution. You need a professor. I'm protecting from the enemy. I was sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we've noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided my best interest? How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no to things I'm crazy. Leave your suffering at my face. My job is to go ahead. Doesn't matter, I'm probably gonna get hit by a car anyway.
Yeah, I came home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know, relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw on Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wives. I'm like, motherfucking bitch. Fuck Oprah. I don't give a fuck. I just wanna play my video game. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. Oprah ain't got no man. You better worry about your motherfucking self. I just wanna kill some motherfuckers on Xbox. She said, you seem like you have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. Gonna be institutionalized. You cut my brainwash, bloodshot eyes. You won't have anything to say. They'll brainwash you, GC, they way. I'm not crazy. Institution. You're the one that's crazy. Institution. You drive me crazy. Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password. It says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password. So then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service. I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my God, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out. Ah! I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You're driving me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in the institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job, trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork could kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my God, you need therapy. You have an anger problem.
I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in the institution. Said it was your own solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself.
Suicidal.
CJLO 1690 AM. That was Institutionalized 2014 by Body Count. This is Sewer Connected. Me and Sewer Spewer, we are doing a joint show about punk and metal, its relationship, its rivalry, its many details. You asked me before we listened to the original by Suicidal Tendencies, which one would be my favorite? And I have to snap pick the one by Body Count. I relate to it. When you're entering your password and it says it's an invalid password and you're like, I know it's my password. I've entered in my password so many times. Yeah, I get that. That is, yeah. One thing about Suicidal Tendencies is that you mentioned that there's a kind of a groove in their music. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was definitely clear and Institutionalized with the riff that was playing. And also just, it was clear to me that they were definitely influenced by the hardcore scene mm-hmm. and just like punk and post-punk with that like talk singy thing that they were doing at the beginning. And Suicidal Tendencies, pretty famous for its band members, those who depart, those who join. So Robert Trujillo, who is now the bassist of Metallica, used to be in Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, okay.
And Thundercat, which I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
He was in Suicidal Tendencies,
yeah. Huh. Yeah, and now he's like a big shot bassist making his own albums and playing with Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
Yeah.
All I know is that I think his name is Ben Weinman. He's in Suicidal Tendencies now, but he used to be in Dillinger Escape Plan.
Right.
If you know that band at all.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. So it's just like, again, just genres that influence other genres, not necessarily punk and metal, but like metal and hip hop. So we just heard from Ice-T's metal band.
Yeah.
So there's a clear influence between the two. We're nearing the end of our show. I want to end by playing Bad Brains.
Sure. Why not?
Well, the reason I want to do that is because one thing that's often in this debate is about proficiency and virtuosity, right? So metalheads will say, you know, metal guys, they can play, they can shred, they can play intricate solos, they are really good at their instruments, they can create more interesting music because of that. Whereas punk, it's like the same three chords over and over again. But Bad Brains is like always my response when I hear that, when I hear that argument, because these guys were amazing players and they were definitely dedicated to their craft, would practice like hours and hours a day. Like, have you seen American Hardcore?
Yeah.
There's this part where they're talking about how like Bad Brains were playing Christmas Day, 5 a.m, just to rehearse. Like they had already played for a few hours, and it's like 5 a.m, Christmas Day, Bad Brains are rehearsing. Wow. So that's how dedicated they were. And I think especially their second album, Eye Against Eye, mm-hmm. the metal influence was really clear on that album. So I want to end off our lovely crossover show with the title track of Eye Against Eye. So is there anything that you wanted to say about punk and metal, or about Bad Brains, or about this track?
Well, I think Bad Brains were just a great band, and
they were.
HR, the singer, had a lot of energy, and you know, they kind of went into like playing reggae after this, which is a bit strange, but hey, I mean, punk needed to be blended with reggae eventually, so.
Yeah, eventually, and Bad Brains were the ones to do it.
Yes.
So you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. Coming up next is Sewer Spewer with Chris the Frog, so if you want to hear more from Chris, be sure to stick around. Thank you for joining me, and this is Bad Brains, Eye Against Eye on CJLO 1690 AM.
When the fact in my mind is just don't hear to comprehend or understand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go get tired. Mother, whatever, go get tired. Well, every day on. This ain't a story, no fact to glory. I can't say, I can't say, I can't say. And I still don't like it.